Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Some good Sunday morning music, and that means it's time for Johnny Rabbit.
It is. Very interesting music. Well, thanks as always, Scott. Before we start today's episode, which is about girls and ladies in the 1950s, I'll take a few seconds to mention some of our fans of the past who listen in, like Skip of the Pella Company, Tony Abley of South County, Mark and Maureen Jocko, Rich and Mark Fellhauer, Forrest Miller of the Royal Orleans, Dan Neiman and Joe Holloman of the Post, Chris and Bert Cenicino, Melissa Sanbuthy and Juliet Simone of Oasis, Steve and Judith Doss, Nick Baring, and the king of advertising, Bob Koch. And I could go on. So many listeners. I thank them, and I thank you, too, for tuning in. But when I started thinking about the 1950s, one of the first things that came to mind is what the fair sex wore and how they looked. There was that fabled poodle skirt, which was a wide swing skirt with a lower poodle figure appliqued on the right. With this swirly skirt, you may have worn penny loafers and bobby socks, or those preppy black and white or brown and white saddles, or opted for ballet-style flats with little bows and little white socks. You'd see plenty of poodle skirts and those shoes at dances in school gyms, teen towns, Club Imperial, Casaloma, CYC dances. Plus, the 50s was when one of the most popular color combinations was pink and gray. That color scheme was also big with kitchen and bathroom tile. Another skirt style was the sexy, extra-tight, below-the-knee pencil skirt that, unless you were very, very, very trim and slim, you may have needed to wear a girdle to show your curves in those pre-pantyhose days. Pencil skirt outfits were also called figure eights. A spike or stiletto heel, that went nicely with the style, as did flats. You might have gotten your shoes at Chandler's, Baker's, or Burt's shoe stores, all owned by our town's Edison brothers. To complete the look, blouses with bolero sleeves were the rage, and, of course, nylons and slips worked very well. That dress style was big in the AMC TV show Mad Men with hometowner John Hamm. The tailored look was also hot in the 50s, and heels and gloves were almost required to complete a lady look outfit, especially for going out of the town to country club parties, the Devolver Strip, or places like the Chase Club, where you might have sipped on a Bacardi cocktail, slow gin fizz, pink squirrel, or a Tom Collins if you passed for 21. Gloves, more often than not, were white and short, but the lengths and colors did vary. Scruggs, Vanderbilt, Barney Downtown, and Montaldo's on Maryland Plaza had popular glove departments. Another great accessory was the scarf. This multi-purpose item could be worn around the neck or to tie a ponytail, even as a belt if you were really kind of skinny or had an extra long scarf. It was also a good head cover for going to church or confession. Not that they were attractive, but swim caps were the thing in the pool those days before handheld blow dryers. For high school and college-age girls, though many of them didn't go to college back then, a popular trend was rolled-up jeans with a man's white Oxford dress shirt, bobby socks, saddles, and a scarf, too. This outfit was often completed with a guy's letter sweater and his school ring, or maybe even an ankle bracelet. Lipstick and makeup, well, they most often came from Revlon, Max Factor, Elizabeth Arden, or even Avon. Some of it sold at stores such as Katz Super Drug Stores. There were prom or fancy cocktail dresses with crinolines from places like La Marite or the Irene Shop on South Graham, Helen Wolf in Clayton, Vassia Shop or Josephine Scullin in the Central West End, Florence Dress Shop and Webster, Three Sisters downtown. Well, corsages were big. Big sellers at florists such as Nettie's, Bricks, and Robert Stock. In the mid-50s, some new fashion items were Bermuda shorts as well as short shorts, and culottes were just coming into fashion. Places to get them all included Lipson's, Worth's, and Sally Ann shops. 1950s hairstyles emphasized soft and curly rather than long and straight, or maybe tied in a ponytail with a chiffon scarf. Both pin curlers and rollers, they were used all the time, and it was normal to sleep with curlers and rollers in your hair. Some cool chicks had their hair done in a poodle cut, and unlike today, the only body piercing was done in the ears unless you were a little weird or wild. We had beauty shops for the hundreds, ranging from the snazziest, Judges Buddy Walton's in the Chase Park Plaza, Charles of the Ritz in the Central West End. For the budget-minded, there was Ragsdale's chain of 14 shops, even the Molar System of Hairstyling College downtown, where students practiced on you. Beauty parlors, in some cases, had extras like gyro-trim reducing chairs, sprayed-in permanents, the Tamman massage table, and contour body shaping. But more and more girls and ladies were doing their own hair, including permanents at home. And one of the most popular common slogans of the day was related to perms. Which twin has the Tony? Well, that's it for our time in the 50s, but I'll have more about the 50s and 60s in St. Louis for Oasis this Tuesday at 10:30 at the Center of Clayton. Plus, we'll have a visit from food expert Suzanne Corbett, and we're going to talk about dining out in the past. Well, to reserve a place, visit stloasis.org or just show up by 10:15. Oh, now it is time to get back to the present with our congenial host with the most. Here he is, the suave and stylish Steve Jagow.
Johnny, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Were you weird and wild back in the day?
Yeah, you bet.
I bet. All right, thanks again. We will talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.